Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. More details will come out over the next couple of days, but I have been told some wonderful news, Pittsburgh. There will be a temporary Primanti's open on Saturday and Sunday in Ireland. We'll give you location details when they become available. Real Primanti's sandwiches on Saloni's Italian bread.
No way.
I should probably turn your microphone on, Jason.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We got to hit that up, Crowley.
Hell yeah.
Don't you want to see some Irish people crushing Primanti's? I do.
So that's exactly it. I was talking to somebody and they said, well, we love Primanti's. We love Saloni's Italian bread. But like, I could just walk down the strip. I'm going to try to eat some Irish fare. No. It's not just about getting the sandwich, but I think you should because it's good luck for the Steelers on the weekend. It's about watching them eat our stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like some Shane, some McGillicuddy sit there swilling a pint of Guinness and eating a pastrami with fries and coleslaw. Like, I need to see that. Let's go.
Let's go.
I also had a buddy who was like, I really wanted to go to Ireland, but I don't want to go to Ireland with 60,000 Pittsburghers. I totally get that, too. I do, because you want the real Irish experience. But you can get that, and you can also see, I think, how great the Irish people treat the Americans. Because when we were over there, and we have a family friend, Dennis Riley, he goes to Ireland for a full month every year. He's retired. He's done it for the last 30 years of his life. The Irish people are so damn friendly. And so to get to experience that on that big a scale is going to be super, super cool. And you and I are going to connect over there. We're going to have a pint or six.
I'll be over there Tuesday morning.
You're going.
I think I beat you.
You do. You do. I don't think I'll get there till Thursday sometime in the afternoon. I'm bad with the time difference and
all that. It's going to be interesting. I get there first among the Post-Gazette crew.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an Airbnb.
Do you have to cough?
I'm good.
Okay.
I think I can maintain.
Man, you battled right through that.
Yeah. Got to power through. Got to better down. So I'll be the first one to get over there. And Dulac and Batco will get there eventually. But like, I'm going to be the only one sleeping in our Airbnb. It's going to be weird.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The only, the only American in Ireland. Well, obviously, I'm not the only American. It's just weird that in my orbit, I'm going to be the only one there. And I do have to cough. Man.
Do you think that...
Back now.
Do you think you want me to stay with you? You'd feel more comfortable?
You're not going to be there on Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah, good point. Why do you hate Dulac? Text us brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury.
I don't hate Jerry Dulac, by the way. You dropped this in. I don't even know where you got it from, and it's become our little bit. I don't, and I travel with Jerry, and I love Jerry, and he's awesome. So
I love Jerry, too. Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you, and you can tweet us brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The question is, at 412-928-9370, what is the pro-Tomlin argument at this point? He has, in the last 8 years, a Marvin Lewis-esque playoff resume. And his defense, that he is the grand poobah of, is among the worst in the NFL the last 10 games, including the playoff game, or if you want to omit the playoff game, even the regular season, the last 10 games. The defense has been dreadful. And I'm not saying they're going to fire him. Of course, that's not the case. I don't even know if this is the right time to have the conversation, but I'm just wondering what you could possibly say as a Tomlin defender right now. And so we're efforting to talk to the Tomlin people, the card-carrying members of the Mike Tomlin fan club. And we go out to the phones right now at 412-928-9370. Russ in Denora is first up. Good morning to you, Russ. How you doing? Hello, Russ.
This is Mike, not Russ.
Oh, okay. Hi, Mike. Are you Mike in Fort Wayne?
Nope. I was on 51. I'm down in I'm in North Shore now.
Oh, okay. What's up, Mike?
I got a good pro Tomlin argument. He should be a college football coach because that'll be the brand of football he wants to play. Best on best, right? He'll be a hell of a recruiter, get a lot of good talent, and his talent could beat the other one. But in the NFL, when the talent's marginal as far as the gap, he is not very good. Did you see that kid on Instagram? He broke down that the Garrett Wilson touchdown and the first touchdown of the Seahawks game was the same exact play against the same exact defense.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was called like the Yankee concept or something. Thank you very much for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. I actually do think Mike Tomlin would be a hell of a college coach.
Oh, I think he's a very good pro coach. I just think it's run its course here.
With you on that. I think if he went someplace else next year in the NFL, he would immediately lift the floor of whatever organization that he joined. The problem is, and this is an analogy that I've used frequently, Jason, the floor and the ceiling for Mike Tomlin's teams now are basically touching.
Yeah.
And they've become, you ever see that Tiny House show on HGTV? Well, you get the floor and you get the ceiling and you gotta bend over.
It's basically like a closed MRI at this point. Here's the problem, Adam, with Mike Tomlin. We're talking a lot about X's and O's and Mike Tomlin's defense. And, you know, you want to talk about somebody on Instagram diagramming a play, whatever. I don't care.
The Yankee concept.
The Yankee concept. Great. Here's the problem. The head coach shouldn't be in charge of that. The head coach is the CEO. The fact that he's not entrusting, empowering, developing, bringing along some young, bright, defensive mind, that's the problem. It's like Moneyball. You're not even looking at the problem. We're not even looking at the problem isn't the Yankee concept or the X's and O's. The fact that Terrell Austin is here, remains here, and they're not bringing along somebody who might draw more attention than Mike Tomlin, I don't know. That's the problem. You should be innovating. You should be looking for the brightest young defensive, offensive minds. And hey, I'll give Arthur Smith some credit right now. Look at what flexibility has done, at least so far. I think the offense can actually be in a pretty good spot where you kind of throw ego aside and you say, Aaron Rodgers, we're going to take what you're good at, try to work things around you. No, they need to protect him better. But like, I think there's a healthy dialogue there. There's not a healthy dialogue with the defense. There's the head coach sort of overlording over what should happen, and that should not be the way this works. It should be delegating responsibilities to somebody young, smart, talented, hungry, allow you to develop, use this as a proving ground, and go become a head coach. And then you have a head coaching tree. We do not have that here.
No.
That is the problem.
I think the best two teams in the NFL last season were the Eagles and the Lions, and the Lions got absolutely ravaged by injuries on the defensive side of the ball, and I think that ultimately cost them. I think those were the two best in the sport. And we talk about how the Steelers want to emulate the Eagles model. They want to build through the offensive line. They want to build through the defensive line. Here's where it falls short. I mean, and there's a lot of places where it falls short. But, look, I don't know that Sirianni's a great X's and O's guy, anything like that. What I do know is Vic Fangio is one of the best defensive coordinators the game has ever seen, and Kellen Moore was a good enough offensive coordinator that now he's the Saints offensive coordinator. That's what he was working with last season. What I know is that Detroit, I don't know if Dan Campbell's this great X's and O's guy. He didn't work out all that well in Miami. He's kind of a meathead, an emotional dude, a good leader. He had Ben Johnson, who then goes and gets the Chicago Bears head coaching job. And he's got Aaron Glenn, who then goes and gets the New York Football Jets head coaching job.
Let others do the X's and O's.
Those dudes were CEOs.
Be the CEO.
And people talk about Tomlin winning with Cowher's players. I've never really subscribed to that notion, but I thought Tomlin was the best that he's ever been when he was a motivator, a delegator, and he allowed Dick LeBeau to run his scheme, or maybe he was told, but that's how it went down. Dick LeBeau, the 3-4 zone blitz guy, got to do his thing when Tomlin was a Tampa 2, cover 2, 4-down lineman coach, and he said, no, we're going to do your thing. And you had Bruce Arians. And then you go out and you hire Todd Haley, who, my God, was a much better offensive coordinator than anybody they've had since. And Mike Tomlin delegated, and they won games, and they won playoff games. The more say that Tomlin has, the less success the organization has. Pretty obvious to me. 412-928-9370. Let's take a quick one here. Arthur in Oregon listening on the Odyssey app. Hello, Arthur.
I'm going to lay it out real quick to who is on the Tomlin train, why, and then why Tomlin is the best at what he is the best at. Okay, the Tomlin train consists of people that are too young to ever seen Tower Coach or Null Coach, and they think Tomlin's the greatest because the media tells them that. And the things that Tomlin's good at is hiring scapegoats, fall men, and people that can't even find their ass with two hands. He is the worst coach in the NFL, and if he went to another team, he'd be 9-7 at best.
They play 17 games, but this, I get your point.
Well, whatever. The people who see this as a win, it's like rooting for a non-losing season is like eating dog poop and calling it pate. It's pathetic.
Do you eat a lot of dog poop?
I remember when the Steelers were playing for championships. Every year, even when they had Neil O'Donnell, Cowher was taking them to AFC playoff games, and even the Super Bowl that he lost with O'Donnell. But Ben hid Tomlin's inadequacies.
We got to dump that, and thank you for the call, Arthur. We can't be dropping F-bombs. I love how we say we're looking for the Tomlin defenders, and we got a guy who's so critical of Mike Tomlin that he's breaking FCC violations on our air. 412-928-9370.
Not exactly a defense of Tomlin there.
I would say not.
We've gotten two calls, and neither one is a legitimate, like, you guys need to understand this. This is the point you're missing. This is why Mike Tomlin is actually really good at his job. And oh, by the way, the media is not the one that tells you Tomlin is great. I mean, if you want to separate local media from national media.
Oh, yeah, I think the national media
does. You can't in the same argument say that, oh, local media is so hard on Tomlin and so critical of Tomlin, and then in the same breath say, oh, the local media tells you how great Mike Tomlin is. No. No, that's not true. But anyway.
Well, here's how I think this is going to go. They're going to play all these bad quarterbacks these next 4 weeks, right? Because Joe Burrow's out, so you're gonna get a Jake Browning. You got Drake May coming up, second year quarterback. You've got Carson Wentz, the ghost of Carson Wentz in Ireland, and you're gonna have Flacco, Shador Sanders, or Dylan Gabriel against the Browns after a bye week. I could see the defense playing well enough these next four games. Oh wow, Tomlin's turning around. They're 5-1. This is unbelievable. We knew the national media. The defense was gonna be better, and look, it has been better. And then when this thing comes crashing back down to earth and they finish 10-7 and get blown out in a playoff game, you know who's going to get blamed by the national media, Jason? Not Mike Tomlin. It's going to be Aaron Rodgers. I'm telling you, because the national media loves to beat up on Rodgers and loves to play defense for Mike Tomlin. I think that's exactly how that goes down, ignoring the fact that Aaron Rodgers is here because Mike Tomlin wanted him here and probably more than anybody else within the organization. 412-928-937.
I hope you're wrong, Adam. I hope you're wrong. I mean, I'm not saying you are. But I'm saying the ledge that Mike Tomlin has stepped out on with this defense, with Aaron Rodgers, with et cetera, like he has put his you-know-what on the line for this season. And if this blows up, Mike Tomlin deserves a criticism unlike any he's ever
for
seen
sure.
before, i.e. it's time to make a change. And I'll give him this. If this works out really well, Mike Tomlin also deserves credit for it because he's put himself out there. There have been some gambles taken. If suddenly this reverses course and it's really, really good, I have no problem praising Mike Tomlin either.
Sure. Sure. We can work with the information we've got, and through two games, it hasn't been good enough. 412-928-9370. Maybe the better topic is, what would it take to finally change the national narrative on Mike Tomlin? We can get to that coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We asked any Tomlin defenders, please come out of the woodwork, and you have not disappointed in that there have been zero calls defending Mike Tomlin. I guess I should have expected that. I'm wondering what could actually happen this year that would change the national Mike Tomlin narrative. The Mike Greenbergs of the world, the Rich Eisens of the world, the guys who so often go to bat for Mike Tomlin. I'm wondering what it would take for them to say, you know what, Steelers fans, you've been right about this guy. I think I have an answer. I think the defense has to keep stinking. Like if
I don't think it gets there.
You don't think that it gets to the point where, what, the Eisens and the Greenbergs would ever flip?
No. No. I think they'll keep making excuses for him. I think it'll be Terrell Austin's the problem or TJ Watt's overpaid or Cam Hayward shouldn't have spent this offseason complaining about his contract or Jalen Ramsey's washed or whatever it is. Like, you'll come up with whatever the narrative is. I don't think the national talking heads are going to sit here and say, you know what, Mike Tomlin's time has run its course in Pittsburgh. I don't think they will.
Man.
Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
I don't know that even if the national discourse changes that Art Rooney II is moved to do anything. I mean, I think even if the Steelers went 5-12 this year and Rodgers is bad and the defense stinks the way that it stunk for the remainder of the season, I don't think that does anything but maybe put him on the hot seat for next year. I don't think he can do anything this year to lose his job.
No, I think you're right.
And that's the owner's the biggest problem. When you are okay with constant mediocrity, then you're the problem.
You brought up the Marvin Lewis comparison, Adam.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought that deeply about it. I mean, it's a good one. It's completely fair. He was, what, 0-7 in playoff games? And obviously Mike Tomlin has a prior history to the recent stretch that you can't just discount. I don't think you need to, like, weight it super heavily and say, you know, that it's still happening and like ignore current day like I think some of the national voices do. But how is this not that? How is this not that run? It is a what have you done for me lately league, and they have not done anything for themselves, the fan base, anything like that lately.
Are you ready for this big guy? I don't know why I big guy'd you. Marvin Lewis's last 8 years with the Cincinnati Bengals, 9-7, 10-6, 11-5, 10-5-1, 12-4, then 6-9-1, 7-9-0, 6-10-0. Look, the tie thing screwed me up there, and I read that funny. The last 3 years, the regular season success wasn't there. But the prior 5 years are eerily similar to what Tomlin has done in the regular season. And, oh, yeah, by the by, in those 8 years, do you know what Marvin Lewis's record was in the playoffs?
I just said it.
0-5.
Oh, 0-5. Okay.
In his last 8 years.
Sorry, I didn't hear this.
So his last 8 years, he made the playoffs 5 times, lost in the playoffs 5 times. Mike Tomlin's last 8 years, made the playoffs 5 times, lost in the playoffs 5 times. He's Marvin Lewis. He is.
Yes.
And this isn't Cincinnati, where I think you could have even at that point made a reasonable argument maybe you stick it out with Marvin, because before Marvin was there, they were the Browns. And he came and he righted that ship and he stabilized things. And I think Marvin Lewis is a good coach and was a great defensive coordinator. His last 8 years or Mike Tomlin's last 8 years? And Mike Tomlin inherited an organization that is one of the flag-bearing organizations, not just in the NFL, but in North American sports.
And when you don't produce in the playoffs, and that is the expectation, I don't understand how long you can continue to ride that out. Now, trying to have an objective, reasonable opinion here. Should Mike Tomlin get a little bit more runway than some other coaches based on what he's done prior? Yes, he should. Has that been exhausted? Yes,
yeah,
long ago.
Exactly.
Long ago.
Well said. Yes, he did. Marvin Lewis hadn't won the Super Bowl, and Marvin Lewis, while he elevated that, he didn't take them to the greatest of heights, whereas Mike Tomlin did, and you get credit for that. You don't take Super Bowls away. You don't. But you're right. The runway, for me anyhow, has run out, but for them it's not. And I wonder if it's going to take a second franchise quarterback, quote-unquote, that they draft in round one that fails.
I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I thought he at least got one. You at least get one, that's fine because of what you had done in the past. You get one. Why do you get two? Why do you get a chance at a second one?
Well, it's perfectly set up for a transition here, Adam, if this blows up.
Exactly.
I don't know if it's going to happen. I'm just saying that it's set up
for it. It won't happen, but you're right.
You would want to pair a new coach with a new quarterback and say, here, you guys go at this together. And whether that's next year or the year after, it's probably next year, I would imagine. You know, you want your new guy to be in place and have input on who that quarterback is. And you say, look, you guys are going to work together in perpetuity. This is kind of, I'm not saying it is, but like it has some shades, some colors of like a Mike Tomlin's last stand to say, look, I'm going to step out in uncomfortable territory and go get a guy that's not Mason Rudolph. I'm going to go, I'll wait on Aaron Rodgers because I think we can do this. I'm going to push for DK Metcalf or Jalen Ramsey or whatever. You know, and you want things that are oriented toward winning now, whether they do or not, I don't know. But, you know, you would think that at some point, it'll happen. We're not going to get by on what the resume was prior. At some point, recent results have to matter. They do. And I don't know how you can look at this and think it's anything other than Marvin Lewis. The results are exactly the same.
And after every passing playoff defeat, embarrassing playoff defeat, I am just waiting for that light bulb to go off in Art Rooney the second's head. And if it ain't after losing to your division rival by a million points, giving up 299 rushing yards, I don't know that it'll ever click. All right, coming up next, we'll get back into the current day Pittsburgh Steelers and something that Mike Tomlin said in his press conference about one of the big time gaffes that happened in the second game of the season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's end up Caleb Johnson return kickoffs.
Probably not in the short term. I'm certainly going to give him an opportunity to work his way back from that era. I believe in his talent. He's a sharp young man. He's a hard worker. And so you leave the light on for him. You give him an opportunity to move on from it. But he has to do that. He has to display that with his daily work. And he's got to earn himself back in the position to be a participant. And we'll see where the roads lead us. I'm open to it, certainly.
Mike Tomlin benching Caleb Johnson from returning kicks. That's what he did right after the error on Sunday. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. And this season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet.
forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. We will get to the Caleb Johnson situation in one moment. Here's a text. I don't get the big deal about winning a single playoff game. I am and have always been disappointed by Tomlin for a number of years, but the bottom line is winning a Super Bowl, not a playoff game. Okay, can't win the Super Bowl if you can't win the first playoff game. Hope that clears some things up there.
I think I know where that person's coming from, though. We talk about winning a playoff game as being some sort of like supersonic accomplishment. It's not.
I talk about them having not won a playoff game being an embarrassment.
Well, it is.
And I think there's a difference.
But there. It's not like all is right with the world. Oh, they won a playoff game. I'm all right, you. One win.
I'm with you. It's not an achievement you hang banners for. But it's better than what they've had. Now, if they were like the Ravens and they had an MVP quarterback and they were falling short of the ultimate goal every year, we'd be having a similar conversation about Mike Tomlin, albeit somewhat different. But now they're falling short, I think, of the bare minimum, which is my point. Texter, and here's what the Tomlin defenders will always say. If you think Tomlin should be fired, what coach is available that would be better than Tomlin that you think the Steelers should hire? So there's an analogy I always draw to college football, and that is they had it going pretty damn good for a while at Georgia with Mark Richt. I mean, they were winning 9 games every year, 10 games some years, 11 games. They were winning some SEC championships, and they were perennially like the third best team in the SEC. And they said, you know what? Let's take a risk, and let's go with this Kirby Smart guy, and we'll see where it goes. And guess what happened? They've become an upper echelon program in college football. You think about the Eagles. They got rid of an all-time great coach in Andy Reid for probably lesser coaches that have won there, but Andy Reid's time had passed. I'm not saying Tomlin ain't a good coach, but this who are they going to hire next thing, that always perturbs me.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to take a swing. And what's the worst thing that happens? You don't want a playoff game for 8 years? Oh, well.
I mean, when's the last time anybody accomplished anything great anywhere without taking a chance?
You got to take a chance. You got to leap into the abyss.
It's a valid point. I mean, I don't care if it's your daily job.
Yes.
Like if you're in a conference room, if you're in an office 9 to 5, like if you do the same stuff over and over again, you're going to get the same results. You have to find some sort of uncommon thing. If any, like I sort of applaud what the Steelers did this offseason in that respect, because you know what? It wasn't conventional. It might fail miserably, and we're going to criticize it in that vein, but at least it's not the same. It's not the same thing expecting, you know, and I understand prior to that, there's been a whole lot of sameness with the Steelers. I'm not saying there hasn't been, but you have to do things differently. That I can't understand why, if you're Art Rooney II, you're not looking at this after this year, after this did not affect change, and you're not saying, you know what, we've got a problem.
Yeah, because damn near half the roster flipped over, and you got a new quarterback for the fifth
consecutive places. I just
so
I don't know how you couldn't.
When you, exactly right, because when you turn that much of the roster over, and we'll see where this winds up leading, but if it's the same place that it's been the last 8 years, then I don't know what conclusion you can draw other than the guy who's pushing the buttons is failing. I don't know how you could possibly come up with another issue here. As for Caleb Johnson, why was he returning kicks to begin with?
That's a good point.
And I'm wondering, Jason, if they were so underwhelmed by Johnson in the preseason, and that's why they paid Jaylen Warren. I thought it was mostly because they really liked Jaylen Warren, and maybe that's still the case. But now because of what has happened to Caleb and how quickly he got the hook here after that just egregious mistake, I'm wondering if they paid Jaylen Warren because maybe this Caleb ain't all we thought he was going
to
be.
Man, I would like to think that the Steelers aren't doing levels of business like that because of a rookie's preseason. That seems pretty not smart. If I'm Mike Tomlin, I'm putting Caleb Johnson back there because I want to get his feet wet. I want to get him to not be hesitant running the ball. I want to get him experience, whereas I'm not going to allocate carries on offense because he hasn't earned them, but I'm going to try to give him an opportunity to, I mean, face it. What's the most important thing on a kickoff, right? Get the ball, run forward as quickly as possible. Don't overthink this. That's what I want Caleb Johnson to do, and maybe that helps him along. And you know, obviously, this is the rose-colored glasses view. Maybe that brings along the running game a little bit, takes some of the hesitancy out. Then you work him into the running game. Unfortunately, it's gone 180 degrees the wrong direction. I don't know what you do at this point.
I want to ask Ray about that at the top of the hour.
No, I want to ask Ray about that at the top of the hour.
Rock, paper, scissors, real quick.
All right.
Best one out of one. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, we tied. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, I got it. All right, you can
paper ask covers, Ray. Rock.
You can ask Ray. I did fire. Fire trumps all.
What is that? Is that a WVU thing?
That's right. They were burning couches again this weekend.
I'm sure they were.
My walk back to Star City, I saw some things you can't unsee, my friend.
Did you ever burn a couch?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not an arsonist.
Okay.
I've always thought that you can have fun without destruction of property.
I would tend to agree.
Mm-hmm. And that'd be scary. Mike Tomlin's kind of had a weird philosophy with kick returners, really, since day one, which I kind of want to explore a little bit more. I think he's doing the right thing by sitting Caleb Johnson. I've criticized Mike Tomlin a lot today and just in general, but guy screws up that badly, he can't see the field again for at least a couple of games in that same role. Mike Tomlin's long, checkered, bizarre history with kickoff returners coming up next. Then we'll talk to Ray Fittipaldo, and Jason will get to ask him who's going to return kicks now for the Steelers. Texter, can some listener please put up a Fire Tomlin billboard, please? Come on now. That only works in Morgantown. Fire Neil Brown. And then Rich Rod comes in. God bless Richard Rodriguez. Anyway, the 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Top of the hour, Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette going to be jumping on with us. Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette with us until the end of the show. So some of the kickoff returners that Mike Tomlin has deployed over the years, there's something that they all have in common.
What is that, Adam?
They're more like ball security guys than they are breakaway speed guys. Now, there's some, like you go way back to the very beginning of Antonio Brown's career before he became Mr. Big Chest or Ronald, and he was returning kicks, and he was explosive. In his first NFL game, in fact, he returned a kick for a touchdown against Tennessee on a reverse. But it seems like the longer we've gotten into Tomlin's career, the more risk-averse he's been on kickoffs. And I think they think Caleb Johnson's faster than he actually is. But I'll tell you what, man, I didn't think Caleb Johnson looked particularly good returning kicks even before the gaffe.
I agree. I mean, at least he fielded them. So, I mean, that there was one thing there.
You said in the last segment that the moment was too big for him or whatever. You want to get his feet wet. And someone texted in and said the ball seemed too big for him. He couldn't even catch it.
He didn't know the rule. Right. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade.
Do you blame him or do you blame the coaching staff?
I blame him.
Thank you. Me too.
Do you think the coaching staff didn't instruct him on the rule?
No. Too many people came out and were crushing Danny Smith and Tomlin for it.
Give me a break.
And I'm all about blaming people whenever they're culpable for things. I can't imagine that Danny Smith didn't tell him 100 times you got to fall on a ball like that.
I'm also not an either or kind of blame person. You know, like it happens. You're all culpable. But, I mean, Caleb Johnson needs to know the rule. You're a professional athlete. You're on the field. You need to know a basic rule. I guarantee the coaching staff did not coach him to leave the ball there. But you know Danny Smith. Like, there is pretty confident they practiced that and were made aware of it.
Danny Smith is insane. And I mean that the best way possible.
Totally.
I think every special teams coach in college football in the NFL is an insane person. And they know the rule book for anything special teams related better than you or I know anything in our lives. I mean that.
Yep.
And they're passing it on to their players. I think Caleb Johnson, Doran made a good point. Doran thought he was thinking college football rules. Ball bounces into the end zone. Yeah. It's a dead ball.
Absolutely.
And he had a brain fart. It's not excusable, but I think that's what happened. Does Aaron Shamklin, does he strike you as an explosive guy?
No.
Me neither.
I don't know if they have an explosive guy on the roster that they could put back there. I was going through the I don't know who I would look at and say, ooh,
guess
I'm
who's
intrigued
done it before?
By that.
James Pierre.
Great. Furthering my argument.
And really, man, there was a swath of years where it didn't matter all that much because you weren't returning that many. So maybe ball security was the most important thing. Like, just don't screw it up because a lot of these things are sailing through the end zone. We're seeing with the new rules, kickoffs are back. And there's a significant advantage to be gained here. So I'm interested in seeing who the Steelers are going to put back there.
Ben Skoranek.
Oh, my God.
I say it half-jokingly, but never know.
You say it half-jokingly. I think that might wind up being their solution, which is why it hurts me. Harry just said in my ear, start to rap, and I think he means to end the segment, not break out into any M&M or anything like that. We've got Ray Fittipaldo coming up next. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Finally, not busting out of the 70s today. High is 77, low 59, partly cloudy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.